the church's gospel reading for the day of Epiphany, we have several kings. There is the seated king of the Jews, Herod, a wicked king who was not particularly loved by his own people, a cruel man who insulted himself for the sake of power. There is also the new and eternal King of the Jews, our Lord Jesus Christ, a king who is not only godly, but is also God, and was likewise not loved by a goodly number of his own people, a perfect man who humbled himself out of love for the people he has come to rescue. Then there are the Magi, traditionally three kings of the Orient who were led to the one born king of the Jews by the star, and likely informed about the coming king by a copy of the Old Testament left behind in Persia by the ancient ancestors of King Jesus hundreds of years earlier. So, who has been born king of the Jews? The question is why Herod is troubled. For Herod and his ruling dynasty were not truly legitimate. They clung to the power they seized by ruthlessness and by appeasing to the pagan Romans. Herod and his family were destined to be knocked off the throne. They seemed to grasp the tenuous nature of their rule. King Herod fears King Jesus, for Jesus is truly the one born King of the Jews, which was to be written in the words above his thorn crowned head a little more than 30 years later by the Roman governor Pilate, a friend of a later Herodian king, who would likewise seek the extermination of the true king of the Jews. Unlike the jealous pretender king and tyrant Herod, who would go as far as to murder babies in a desperate bid to rid the world of the one born king of the Jews according to ancient prophecies, the Magi instead humbled themselves before the baby king. The Magi brought gifts, demonstrating the fitness of Jesus for the throne, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And once more, they did not call upon King Jesus as equal heads of state, as fellow monarchs, as peers within the royal system. Indeed, these kings fell down and worshipped him. The nature, the divine nature of King Jesus was revealed to the Magi, and it may well have been revealed by the prophet Isaiah, for he prophesied, "The wealth of the nations shall come upon you, camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come, they shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord." So the Magi did not come to worship Herod. In fact, they only consulted Herod for information about the one born King of the Jews. The church has set aside this day after the 12th day of Christmas to commemorate this epiphany, this manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he has been shown to the entire world, even to Gentile kings from hundreds of miles away, to be worthy not only of respect to a king, but worship due to God alone, God in man, made manifest. Our Lord's entire life was to be a manifestation of God in creation. For when the one born King of the Jews hung on the cross, he demonstrated not the vengeance of Herod, but the mercy of God. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing, nor keep doing. Rather than spill the blood of children in order to save himself and remain seated on a throne, our Lord spills his own precious blood to save even those who sent him to the cross, and that would include you. Pilate's sign that read, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, was the thing Herod feared most, a manifestation, an epiphany for all the world to see. It is Jesus who is the true and legitimate King. The Magi came to adore the eternal King, and so God brings the new man in you to do the same. You are gathered to this holy place week after week, year after year. Christians are gathered to fall down and worship Him. Century after century, where he is to be found. You are brought to bend the knee to the one who was given gold, frankincense, and myrrh, offering him your lives as living sacrifices to his kingship and his divinity, to live under him in his kingdom, in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, of which you only have because he earned it for you and gives it to you by grace alone, through faith alone. King Jesus, unlike wicked Herod, doesn't come to hold onto power, to govern by terror and intimidation, to collaborate with your enemies. No, indeed, Jesus came to conquer your enemies and did so through his crucifixion and resurrection. This King does not tax you for his own comfort, nor tax you so that you are forced to help your neighbor. But rather, this King gives himself as a gift to comfort you, the bread of his flesh, the wine of his blood, the forgiveness of your sins, which moves you to care for your neighbor. Like the royal Magi who bowed down in humility before the infant Christ, your Lord Jesus, as an adult, got onto his hands and knees before his disciples to wash their feet. He is a servant King. He comes not to be served, but to serve. Rather than exalt himself on a mighty throne, the Lord descends from the highest throne of all to lie in a manger, to hang on a cross, to descend into hell, and to rise again, all to demonstrate his lordship over sin, death, and the devil, all so that you would have a place of refuge. Also that as the Lord's law brings you to be broken and contrite, you would have the royal one there for you as he brings you to repentance. The rules of royalty seem unfair, that someone should get to rule simply because they were born into the right family, Searchable.